Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just more than one in five Massachusetts voters, 21%, report having received an unwanted sexual advance or other verbal or physical harassment of a sexual nature at work. Among women, that number rises to a third, 33%, and it's even higher for women under 50, 37%. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the findings from a new WBUR poll.
Among the women who say they were sexually harassed at work is 38-year-old Elise Crossland of Lancaster. She says she's endured several such experiences, the first one when she was 15 or 16. She was in high school working at a fast food restaurant.
When I'd go in for my salary review, my manager at the time would sort of say things like, oh, if you sit on my lap, I'll give you an extra 15 cents an hour.
Crossland says she had no idea what to do about the harassment or whom to report it to. And she says until the Me Too movement exploded, she has not spent much time thinking about these experiences.
Because they just become so much part of the fabric of your life. They build up so often and they're such little things over and over and over again that you kind of forget about them. And sitting down and really thinking about it, it was like, oh my gosh, there's this story and there's that story and there's this time.
Crossland says in her recent career, she has not encountered sexual harassment.
But I also work for a nonprofit with mostly women, so that's probably why. There's safety in female-oriented occupations.
There's been no such safety for 23-year-old Kristen Tobin of Peabody, who says she's worked in clothing stores.
Male coworkers, like managers or customers that get a little too close and personal and make comments.
Tobin says she's also worked in the kitchen in restaurants. At one restaurant, she says she was sexually harassed every day.
There's not a lot of space where you're working, so you're constantly bumping into people. But there's a difference between having your coworker bump into you and your coworker rub on you and inappropriately walk behind you and rub his body against yours. And I had reported it a few times, and I had the general manager just tell me, that's not something we handle. You have to call corporate for that.
4 years ago, Tobin left that kitchen and has not worked in one since.
The Hollywood bubble has burst, and it now needs to burst everywhere else.
Most people would probably call what Tobin and Crossland experienced sexual harassment. But pollster Steve Cazella of MassInc Polling, who conducted the survey for WBUR, says younger women may report more sexual harassment because they may be defining it more broadly than older women.
What other polls have shown is that it varies a bit by demographic group what is considered sexual harassment. So younger people are more likely to consider more things to be harassment compared to older people.
The poll also asked people whether recent revelations about sexual harassment have caused them to treat their colleagues differently or to rethink how they behaved in the past. And in response to those questions, more younger people said they were inclined to rethink their own behavior. For example, 13% of those 30 to 44 said recent revelations made them rethink their current behavior towards colleagues, while only 6% of those over 60 did. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.